Hare Krishna. Okay. So, go ahead.
I was wondering when devotees or when I catch up with my relatives the next day, is that like made up or is it actually like, is it
bona fide or
acceptable?
As long as it's not a habit. Everyone takes a vow to chant 16 rounds a day.
Yeah.
But if on certain occasions, festival, and someone's very busy with service, then they can't chant on that day, then as long as they catch up. But if it becomes a regular thing, then that's not good, because sooner or later someone's not going to be catching up, or the rounds start accumulating and they become uncatchable. And just so many backgrounds. But yeah, Prabhupada said it happens. It happens, although devotees are very, very strict, won't go to sleep until they've finished their rounds. But even then, sometimes the circumstances may be such that even if you don't go to sleep, you're ready to the next day. So you're already trying to get the next day. That's for the computer. That it should be a rare occasion. Like Prabhupada would always say, minimum 16 rounds. Actually, 16 rounds is quite a concession, because Prabhupada's original idea was 64 rounds. That's what he wanted. Life would be probably different if we were all chanting 64 rounds. One is we'd be much more Krishna conscious, although we'd probably be doing significantly less service than we are, especially at the speed devotees generally chant. As one of Prabhupada's friends asked him, why do your disciples chant so slowly? I don't know, it's a foreign language for them.
I was wondering why, because the 10 offenses against the holy name, but that there's to be an attentive while chanting, and that seems to be the most difficult one too.
Yeah, because, yes. It in itself is an offense, and all the others lead to that.
So, by avoiding the others, then you become more attentive?
The others, when you do the others, then you become burdened by reaction, and one of the main effects of the reaction is inattention, inability to reduce control over the mind and senses. It's an inability to control the mind becomes a cause of inattention. It should be mind control. And of course, mind control, you can't just be practicing it when you're chanting Hare practicing it at other times, then it won't work at that time. So when one's chanting japa, one should be getting the benefit of controlling your mind and senses for the same reason that that you can not only concentrate but ultimately attain real transcendental pleasure. That problem of control of the mind is there as long as a real taste for spiritual life hasn't awakened, and the taste for material life outweighs taste for Krishna consciousness. When a taste for Krishna consciousness is greater than the taste for the holy name is greater, then it becomes spontaneous. In the same way that inattention means that the mind is spontaneously attracted to other things. And attachment to chanting Hare Krishna is that in the same way the mind is spontaneously attracted to chanting. But I'm just finding out that because it's getting a higher taste, without that higher taste, then it's a struggle, and that's what regulated devotion is about: keeping the mind under control somehow or another, or one of the things it's about. About chanting.
So what I understand is that we're trying to avoid the other 10 offenses, and that will help us to be more attentive, and to also consciously try and be controlling the mind outside of japa time as well.
10 offenses doesn't apply to chanting Hare Krishna, it applies to devotional service in general.
Yeah.
Just because the essence of devotional service is chanting, therefore it's called the 10 offenses to the holy name. Because the holy name is the Yuga Dharma. But our life is about the Yuga Dharma. And our life is about Krishna consciousness, the essence of which is that. So, all of those things. In fact, many of those things you don't necessarily do when you're chanting Hare Krishna. You don't worship demigods or blaspheme other scriptures or commit sinful activity while chanting. Do most of these things at other times and other places.
Superiors doing things that are hurting other people or that are disturbing to the mind that are inappropriate. So then how to not feel critical or feel bad towards those devotees. How to just let it like, is it appropriate to just let it go, or should it be addressed, or should you just have faith that Krishna...
Only if you're in a position to address it. If you're not in a position to address it, then what's the point? Or to do something about it. There's so many things going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. So I tried, and it's not so much different. So the only way, I think, is to wait until the optimization of the link.
Mm-hmm.
and that's still going, that file?
It's uploaded.
It's uploaded. It's up. That's not so bad by comparison to the last few days. Okay. And you say that something else is going to happen, or when?
During next week, we'll see the new manager there. Then we should go
there. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. What were we talking? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many things, so many issues, so many problems. So you just get caught up in all of those things, and and you can't do anything about them, and you go crazy. Hearing of the things. Gramya katana shunibe, gramya vartana kahibe. Better not hear of things. And one stays within one's own realm of influence. Outside of your realm of influence, then why? It just becomes a disturbance. So, some things are disturbances of spiritual life, and you should avoid it. And because Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel, so people are going to quarrel. And quarrel doesn't just mean that two people argue or many people argue, it means that within the mind, the tendency to criticize or find fault or argue or be disturbed is much more than it would be in some other time. In some other time, people wouldn't necessarily be so disturbed about things, even things that are going wrong. All right, the king will take care of it, or someone will take care of it, it's not my business. But now everything is everybody's business. And that becomes a real distraction.
So if you're not in a direct position to do something about it, it's better to just have faith that Krishna will take care of it, or is it better to approach someone?
Position to do something about it? Well, if you're in a position, if you should be the person to do something about it, then yeah, and should means that someone's a friend, someone's a relative, someone's senior, someone involved, someone's an authority. Those are the people who should be involved in something. For being in Mumbai really took its toll on Radha Damodar's paint. It's completely yellowed everything. Silver got black in about a day and a half, completely. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The smog
work?
The pollution?
No, we polish it. No, here you polish it once every week, once every 4 or 5 days. It's good, but there you have to do it almost daily. Yeah, so Gramya Katana should be nibi Gramya Vartana Kadibi. Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami, don't get involved in gossip and village talk. Better just keep a good distance from all of those things. Where's this thing? Hare Krishna.